In the heart of Emerian, where immortals rule and mortals serve, a young woman's life unravels in ways not even the gods could predict. Diem Bellator stands apart, her white hair and colorless eyes marking her as different in a world where difference can be deadly. As a healer in Mortal City, she witnesses daily injustices that slowly kindle her rage against the system. 9 immortal siblings once created a magical pact, dividing their world into 9 realms ruled by their half-mortal offspring, the Descended. Generations later, these Descended have become oppressors with impenetrable skin and magical abilities, some wielding shadows, others light, while ordinary mortals live as second-class citizens, segregated and controlled. What makes this fantasy world so compelling is how thoroughly the division permeates society. Mortals cannot legally marry the Descended. Neighborhoods are strictly segregated. Even access to education and healthcare depends on blood status. The physical differences are stark. The Descended, unnaturally perfect with their symmetrical features and unblemished skin, compensating for this uniformity with outrageous magical fashions, while mortals wear worn, stained clothing that marks them as servants. Diem serves as an apprentice healer in Mortal City, treating patients with exceptional skill. She takes daily flame root powder, supposedly preventing hallucinations from a disease inherited from her father, the same condition that turned her hair white and eyes gray at age 10. The powder prevents hallucinations, she explains to Henry, her occasional lover. Without it, I see things that aren't there. I believe I can do impossible things. When she stops taking the powder, an inner voice strengthens, urging her to fight during dangerous moments. Her hands sometimes glow silver while healing, and she survives seemingly fatal encounters. These mysteries connect to her mother's disappearance 6 months earlier, after Diem saw her arguing with Prince Luther of Lumnos. Compassion defines Diem. She protects a half-breed child from a Descended nobleman and rushes toward danger rather than away from it. Seeing mortals work to death in mines and half-breeds hunted for sport, her inner voice grows insistent. I'm tired of being reactive, she realizes. I want to fight. I need to fight. Diem's romantic entanglements mirror her political ones, complicated, passionate, and potentially deadly. Henri offers comfort and familiarity, yet his proposal feels more trap than salvation. Meanwhile, she develops dangerous feelings for Prince Luther, who might be responsible for her mother's disappearance. Their encounters crackle with tension and mutual distrust, yet something inexplicable draws them together. When Diem risks her life saving explosion victims, Luther carries her to safety and stays during her recovery. Their attraction culminates in a passionate kiss against the palace wall, with Diem's knife at Luther's throat. If you're the way my fate finally catches up to me, he says, pressing into the blade until blood appears, I can't fathom a more beautiful end. Luther suggests Diem isn't fully mortal. She discovers that flame root powder requires permission from all 9 crowns, with knowledge of it warranting execution, leaving her questioning how her mother acquired it and why it's so restricted. The Mortal Rebellion operates in shadows, continuing resistance from the Blood War era. Henri, a scarred, charismatic leader, recruits Diem, showing her hidden meeting places in abandoned buildings. The Guardians worship the old gods and the Everflame, the sacred tree of life and death. Their underground temples feature murals of pre-descended history, with members wearing wooden pendants allegedly from the original Everflame. Their methods prove more extreme than Diem expected, poisoning a Descended child to infiltrate security, murdering guards during raids, and planting explosives with little concern for collateral damage. War requires killing, Diem realizes with horror. Killing I'm not ready for and never will be. Henri justifies their violence by revealing historical atrocities. Mortals abandoned during the Great Purge, researchers turned test subjects, and terminated half-breed children. He shows Diem archives documenting centuries of oppression. When Diem protests against violence, Henri argues it's the only way mortals have ever gained rights, forcing her to confront difficult questions about justice. This story explores the complexities of family, both blood and chosen. Diem's relationship with her brother Teller forms the emotional core, revealing layers of loyalty and shared secrets. Despite their differences, he at the prestigious Descended Academy, while she works as a healer, their bond remains unshakable through mounting dangers. Her relationship with Father André is complicated. A legendary former commander, he trained Diem in combat while nurturing her healing abilities. Their once close bond fractures when she discovers he's returning to military service against the resistance she secretly joined. Most poignant is Diem's connection to her missing mother Aurélie, whose presence permeates through hidden letters, coded messages and healing texts, and enchanted tokens left to protect her children. "I miss her with a physical ache," Diem confesses. "Aurélie Bellator to the world, but simply mother to me, who comforted me with stories, taught me to find healing plants by moonlight, who always smelled of lavender and secrets." The epilogue reveals Aurélie lives beyond the Shadow Mist Mountains, planning her return after the king's death. King Ulthar of Luminos lies dying, creating political tension across the realm. While Prince Luthor is the expected heir, succession follows ancient magic. The crown, a circlet of black, thorny vines speckled with stars, chooses its wearer rather than following bloodline. Alone with the dying king, Diem recites the rite of endings when Ulthar seizes her hand. "You've finally come," he croaks. "They told me your blood would shatter our stone and lay waste to our borders." The ethereal crown materializes as he addresses Diem as Devourer of Crowns and Ravager of Realms. His voice changes to something ancient and female. "Give him our gift, daughter of the forgotten. When the end has come, tell my faithful heir, this is my command." After her father reveals her adoption and banishes her, Diem flees to the marshlands. Silvery light shoots from her palms, and when it subsides, her brother kneels in horror. "Diem, you're wearing the crown," he whispers. "You are the new queen of Luminos." As the story concludes, all certainties have shattered. Diem, once a healer, now wears the crown of Luminos, a position of immense power and vulnerability. Her mother Aurélie lives, carrying history-altering secrets. Prince Luthor must reckon with Diem's claim to his expected crown, their attraction complicating an already volatile political situation. The Guardians escalate their campaign against Descended rule, making civil war seem inevitable as prophecies unfold and buried truths emerge, including evidence of historical manipulation by the Descended to maintain power. Only one certainty remains. Diem's spark of rebellion will either consume Emarion in cleansing fire or forge a more equitable world from the ashes. Final scenes hint at awakening dragons and stirring gods, suggesting the conflict extends beyond mortal politics. In a world where blood determines destiny, questioning the boundaries between us becomes revolutionary. When we reject others' imposed limitations, we might discover powers even the gods fear.